Welcome back to the JJ Show. Konnichiwa's up.
I know. I said I wouldn't say Konnichiwa's up again, but I'm going to keep it. Yeah, as you can tell, if you're watching the video portion of this, got a new do. No, I'm just joking. I just threw all my hair back and created some fucked up fusion samurai crazy ass haircut thing that I'm trying out. I don't know. Just trying something different, you know? But hey, keeps the hair out of my eyes, or so I thought. Anyways, guys, the last podcast, some of you have mentioned that you liked it and that you want to hear more crazy stories about Japan. So I decided that I'm going to tell you one of the craziest stories, or at least funnest stories of mine in my last return to Japan. And this story, I recorded half of it first, and then I was like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't put my friend's name in this. I don't know if he wants to. He's kind of a big YouTuber. But if you watch my old videos, you can paste it together and see who he is. He drives cars really fast. Anyway, so in Japan, how do I start this off? In Japan, there's this pub or this bar known as an opai pub. Opai means breasts and pub means like pub or bar. Anyways, I heard about it when I first came to Japan. Japanese friends, foreign friends, they joke about it and I had no interest of going there. My one friend, however, always wanted to go and kept asking me to go. And every time I said no. But one time he came out to me and was like, JJ, we gotta go. We gotta go to the Opai pub. And I was like, no, dude, I told you 100 times I'm not going. He goes, yeah, but they have half off on Mondays. I was like, half off titties on a Monday? I'm there, dude. No, I'm joking. I still said no. But he convinced me by just telling me, dude, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. You don't have this overseas. It's a Japan-only thing, so let's go. One time. And I was like, oh, you know, I guess I'm single at the time, and I never been to one, and I heard Japanese people say they love it, so okay, let's go. So we went to this opai pub, and we're both nervous as hell. We've never been. We're scared. We don't know if it's run by Yakuza, which it is, of course, but we don't know what to expect. And a lot of these places that are in the adult entertainment industry in Japan don't let foreigners in. Going a little bit of sidetrack to another funny story on that. Once me and my Japanese partner Daichi decided to, I don't know, I was joking with him, my Japanese manzai partner. I said, Daichi, let's go to Fuzoku, which is a Japanese brothel or prostitute or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I was like, Daichi, let's go. And he's like, no, dude, no. And then eventually Daichi was just like, okay, let's go. And I was like, what? No, I don't want to go, dude. I don't want to go. And he goes, no, let's go. It'll be fun. And I was like, together? No, I don't want to go with you together. That's weird, dude. No. And he was like, no, JJ, let's go. And I was like, fuck, okay. And we go in there and Daichi, my Japanese partner, enters first. And the guy's like, ah, irashaimase, dou desu ka, da, da, da. And he starts talking to him in Japanese. And then I just come behind him like, you know, a 10-second delay. And he turns to me, he's like, ah, no foreigners, out. And I was like, what? That easy? Like, no foreigners, downtown Tokyo? You know, Tokyo, it's global, right? But nope. And Daichi and me left, and then we just started laughing. And he's like, yeah, he was quick on that. He was like, oh, hey, welcome. No foreigners. It was a funny memory, but at the same time, I was just like, fuck off, racism, right? And I guess it was a good place in Tokyo, you know, like higher quality, because foreigners can go to the lower quality brothels downtown Tokyo, but then you're going for some shady girls, man. I don't know if Japanese would never do it, but foreigners do it, I guess. So yeah, to each their own. But anyway, so going back to my story, that was about 5, 6, 7 years after this original story. So me and my foreigner friend, we go to this opai pub in Gunma Prefecture, of all places, which is really countryside Japan. And we get in there and we're like, I'm hoping in my mind, I'm like, I hope they just turn us away. I hope they say no foreigners. And we get in there and my buddy's doing all the talking. He's like, opai, we wanted to see half off, right? And they're like, oh, welcome. Yeah, of course, half off. And I was like, dude, something bad's gonna happen. Something definitely bad is gonna happen. One, they're letting us in. They're letting foreigners in. And two, they're admitting that it's half off titties. So I was like, okay, what's gonna happen? This is crazy. And we get into the place and they set us in two different rooms. We can't sit together. The girls rotate every 5 minutes. And I'm like, what is gonna happen? This is creepy. And then I look over my shoulder and one girl passes by without a top. beautiful half Korean girl, maybe just super beautiful. And I was like, oh shit, maybe this could be good. And again, remember, it's half off titties. So anyways, the bell chimes or whatever happens. The girl comes in and one look at her and she was the biggest Godzilla of a woman I've ever seen in Japan. There are not a lot of chubby girls in Japan, but holy crap. And I was like, oh yeah, because it's a boob bar. They want to have big boobs, right? So it was a big woman with just gigantic melons. And I was like, fuck. That's why it was cheap. And she comes in. I guess they drink tea with you. You can touch them. You can lick them. You can do whatever. And I was just like, oh, I want to get out of here. Like, what am I doing here? And the girl's just like, do you want to touch them? And I was like, ah, I'm good. I don't really want to. I'm fine. And she's like, okay, can I sit on your lap? And I'm just thinking, I'm going to break a hip. But I didn't want to be rude. I'm still a gentleman. So I was like, yeah, you can sit on my lap, I guess. And she sits on the lap and she's like, you can touch him. I'm kind of like, okay. And in my mind, all I could think was, did he get the beautiful Korean girl? Am I the one only getting fucked in this? Did he get the beautiful girl and here I am having to go through hell? And yeah, so a whole time I'm just like, oh, I'm okay. And I'm just thinking, Jesus, he got the good one. He got the good one. What the hell did I get myself into? And then about 5 minutes passes, the buzzer rings and the next girl comes in. And before she gets in, I'm like, okay, maybe the Korean girl comes next. Maybe I just bad luck. An even bigger girl comes in. Same thing happens again. This time it actually hurt when she sat on my lap. And I was praying, counting the minutes that she would get off of me. And same thing, I was just like, oh no, I don't want to touch. Let's drink tea together, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that motherfucker, my friend has all the beautiful girls. I got screwed, right? Bell goes, the girl leaves. Another one comes in, same thing. And then the final bell leaves. We're finished, we get out. I walk down the steps. My buddy's at the bottom of the steps, paying or whatever. And then I go and I pay and I look at him and I was like, did you? And he says at the same time, get all big women. And I was like, yes, I did. Holy shit. I'm like happy. And all of a sudden this whole experience all of a sudden turned from a disgusting, weird, gross feeling of an experience to feeling like cheap, to feeling all this crap. All of a sudden to like, you suffered with it through me, so all of a sudden, it's a good experience. But if he got the beautiful girl, man, I would have flipped on him. I would have been like, you brought me down to half off titties, and you got the good half. But in the end, yeah, we both had naked sumo wrestlers sit on us, I guess, and that's what it was. But the only difference is, I didn't really touch and I didn't do anything crazy. But my friend was like, oh, I took complete advantage of it. I didn't care. And he was all over those girls. I hope he doesn't see this video. And I hope he doesn't mind me telling this story. But it is a funny memory, you know. You have these weird experiences in Japan. And it's just good memories of, well, that could have been a hell of a lot worse. And it was like $20 in the end. So it wasn't that bad. But I almost would have rather paid the $40 for a better experience. And yeah, you're going to get a lot of bad experiences in Japan when you go to these crazy places. Like, I've heard people that went to the sex shops and the sex areas and all this crazy stuff. And they got a free drink and then there was a pill in the drink and then they wake up and all their money is stolen. A lot of that shit. Like, you shouldn't go to these places. We were just stupid. Another crazy adult industry thing that Japan has that's not as risque is hostess bars, which I've talked about. I did the male form, the host one, which you can check in another podcast somewhere around here. And I wanted to go to a hostess bar when I came to Japan again, and I haven't been to one in a long last time or whatever. And I asked a buddy to help me out, and I didn't want to go alone, basically. So he came with me, but he really didn't want to go in the countryside of Guma again. And he's like, okay, we're going to go in there. We're going to pay the $20 that it says on the sign. And if it's more than that, we get the hell out. And I was like, yeah, of course. But they're not going to rip us off, right? So we get in there, we sit down, we sing some karaoke with some girls, and we drink and we have some fun. When we're about to leave, the bill comes and it was $200. And we're like, okay, let's go. And my buddy's right away. He's already out the door. He's like, yeah, I'm not getting screwed out of this. And they're like grabbing his arm and they're like, you have to pay. And we were like, no, we agreed on $20, $20. And me, I was very still back to Japan, new, feeling kind of like weirded out. And I, you know, if my buddy didn't come, I probably would have just paid. Because they were like holding our arms, calling the police. But again, it was probably the Yakuza they called. And luckily my friend, he was a strong guy and he was just like, nope, we're not paying. You said $20. That's what you said. Let's go. Come on, JJ. And I was like, okay. And he, yeah, he saved the day that day because they were grabbing our arms. They were like, no, you can't leave. And it was a big ass scam. So there's a scary story of the hostess clubs that people experience. And I'm sure other people got screwed over and paid the whole price. Another time, another crazy one was I met this model of all people, half Japanese model on a shoot in Japan. And models live a pretty crazy life, and in Japan it's even crazier. So I wanted to party with this guy, of course. And anyway, so he invited me to a party. I didn't get to go, and eventually, like, I only met him once on set, but one day he invited me to a party, and I was like, okay, I'll go. So what happens is I go to the place he tells me to meet him. It's an apartment complex. And I was like, okay, this is weird, but maybe he's just rich. So I go up to the apartment, and the door is open, and I see a giant apartment building. And there's a leather couch, there's giant TVs, and there's a bar in the middle of the apartment. I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Maybe it could be fun. And I sit down, and again, this guy is like half black, half Japanese, and he speaks fluent English. And he's just like, yeah, JJ, what's up? You know, let's get some drinks off the menu. And it has like a bar electronic menu that you press a button. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. So this is a bar, not a house? And he's like, yeah, 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 it's all cool, man. Whatever you want, we can drink and we can play later. Or we can do the Nomi Hodai for $40. And I was like, that's an expensive all you can drink. Nomi Hodai, all you can drink, sorry. And then he goes to me and he goes, yeah, let's get some girls too. And I was like, yeah, what's with this? I thought you said it was a party. He goes, yeah, we'll order them. Here's all the pictures on the menu. And on his tablet had just tons of girls. And he's like, pick one and we'll order it to come. And I was like, you told me it's not going to be more than $30. I'm not going to order girls and get a bill that's like $200, am I? And he's like, oh, no, no, it'll be fine. It wasn't going to be fine. Like, any person can tell that this is some shady shit. And there was some old man behind the bar, too, who he wasn't talking to, obviously was the owner of it. He brought me to the shop to, you know, he basically tried to host me. He was trying to be a host, bring me, make me pay for the girls, make me pay for the alcohol, have a $200 bill, probably drug me because it's in an apartment building. And it was just bad news all around, man. What I did to get out of it was I texted my friend and I was like, hey, Jonathan, can you come and just call my phone? Call my phone right now. And he's like, what? What? Okay. And he calls me and I was just like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh my God, that happened? Okay. You know, like I went full actor on the situation. And anyway, so I'm like, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go to the corner store. And I fucking hauled ass because that was sketchy as fuck. Because I mean, it's the same thing. It's a phone call away from Yakuza or muscle enforcement. And that one really hurt me because I knew the guy from a set. We talked all day. He seemed really cool. I didn't think he was playing me, but maybe he was. And I just thought he was a genuine guy and we're going to have some drinks at a party. But nope. He tried to fuck me over hardcore. And just the set of the menu, the set of the place, you could tell it's, you know, a bar setup. It wasn't party scene. It wasn't a friendly get together. It was pay to play. And yeah, that's some of the craziest stories. Now, unfortunately, maybe for you, but fortunately for me, I never got, well, that was pretty dumb to do that. I was gonna say I didn't do anything dumb, but that was pretty fucking dumb to even just go to that apartment. But luckily I got out of it. But what I meant is fortunately for me, I didn't have a bad ending. And one guy I knew, he was a New Zealand guy. He went and drank out in Roppongi, which if anyone that knows Japan, they know Roppongi. It's the drinking area. It's where you can get cheap girls and cheap beers. But it is really dangerous. And you don't hear enough of that. So I had this New Zealand buddy. He went to Roppongi. He invited me to go drink. I was busy that day. I said, sorry, I couldn't go. He ended up drinking till 2 a.m. at a bar in Roppongi. They put a date rape drug in his drink. He got passed out. He tried to fight out of it. The guy punched him in the face. He lost a tooth. He blacked out on the floor. Woke up at like 6 or 7 a.m. Wallet's missing. Bad night. And then he called me the next day. He told me the whole story. And I was like, fuck, dude, I'm so sorry. But at the same time, in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm glad I didn't go out. Like, shit. But at the same time, I kind of wish I did because maybe I could have helped him. But odds are I probably would have got fucked up too. These are professionals after all. And basically, yeah, another girl I knew, she was a model. It was about 6 months before I came back to Canada. And she was telling me she was new to Japan. 1 week, she went into Roppongi, blacked out, woke up. Her underwear was beside her. Yeah. So you can put the math into that. Something bad happened. And creepiest thing is she's a professional model. So, you know, she talks really cool. She acts really cool. And when I was like, oh my God, I mean, are you okay? Like, holy shit. She's like, ah, whatever. And I was like, whatever? Damn, girl, you got a pretty fucked up life. But, hey, models are fucked up. What can you say? But anyways, guys, those are just a couple of the sketchy stories about drinking in Japan. And I talked about me being a host in another podcast, so you can go back and listen to that if you want, because, I don't know, I've told that story too much. I don't want to be bragging about getting paid to drink with women, although it was really fun. But yeah. So if you want to hear more stories like that, let me know in the comments down below. But I think we're going to end there because those are some creepy ass stories that I just remembered for the first time in a long time. And it was pretty traumatic. So, I'm just going to be glad I got out of that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be happy that I got the hell out of that. But yeah, guys, let me know. Maybe do you have a crazy story about being in Japan? Leave your comments down below. All right, guys, thanks for listening. This is formerly Some Dumb Gaijin. I'm still a Some Dumb Gaijin, but this is the JJ Show. Wow. All right, guys. Peace. I just took my hair out and screw that man bun crap, man. I like the long flowing hair. Rock and roll, baby. JJ will be back in the next video.